Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
How fun today on Kingdom Pursuits. May the force be with you is all I can say. With today's faith force is what I'm talking about. Not just regular force, but faith force. So we got Jeff Terrell. He's the founder of Faith Force, which is breaking barriers and impacting lives. Right. We've had him here before, but we also, our second guest today, he is also Jeff Terrell. And his day job is Fire Cloud Design. So we get a chance to talk about that, the art of business. And Jeff, actually, I just saw this. He designed the uniforms for the NBA All-Stars. Did you, Jeff?
That's right. That's right. I sure did.
Teams, so like Michael Jackson, Shaquille O'Neal, not Michael Jackson,
Michael Jordan.
You know, similar, another
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
They've worn those things. So, I mean, how cool is that? So he's got... We've got one guest with two insights. We also have some of his buddies on the phone, but you know, it's really, really cool to have you back. You're impacting the kingdom in so many different ways with all these different giftings. I mean, if you were to see Jeff, you would see, well, yeah, this guy can bend steel and he could probably, how many blocks do you break when you guys do that usually?
Some of our guys have broken up to 20.
How many have you broken?
Around 15.
Well,
yeah,
you could see that he could break 15 blocks, but you're going, really? And at the same time, he's an artist, like big time artist.
Right.
And you can see his work. And so, you know, how fun is all that? And, we're going to get to him. We got a couple of his buddies. They travel around the world.
Yes.
For schools and you know, really neat stuff. So we got some stories, don't we, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do.
And so you might have guessed, since it's Kingdom Pursuits and Robbie's back, in case you were missing my riddles, which I doubt, could be for some of you, you're like, oh, here it comes. Well, yes, here it comes, because, you know, I love doing this stuff, and I get to do it. So here we go. So you may have heard this, Jeff, but speaking of force, in these strange times, Bethann, the doctors are forcing women to wear glasses while giving birth. Have you heard this?
No, I have not.
Yeah, they're insisting on contactless deliveries.
A COVID riddle.
Ah, yes, we have more.
I know you
so
do.
So this more COVID-19 news right here. Finland was forced to close their borders again. Forced.
Again?
Yeah. Once again, no one will be crossing the finish line. No one.
The finish line.
Yeah, so anyway, and also as a result of COVID, you know, this just in, huge increase in deliveries. You've seen the trucks all over the place because people are doing all these deliveries. So FedEx and UPS have joined forces. And you know what you end up with?
I'm trying to put it together, but you tell us, Robbie.
Fed up.
Ka-ching.
In so many different ways when you think about it. If you get your groceries, you know, that way. So moving back to just the plain force, why did Jedi parents, you may wonder this, I've laid awake at night, why did Jedi parents let their kids use the force at, they don't let their kids use the force at dinner table.
Why?
They won't let them use it at the dinner table because they believe children should not be force fed. You know, it's a parenting thing.
Yeah.
So
it's in all the books.
And you may knew this. Because, you know, these just go on and on until
they
you
do.
Feel totally punished.
Yeah, it's only an hour program.
Too late.
For car mechanics, duct tape is like the force. Oh. Right? Because it has a light side and a dark side. I don't know if you ever thought about that. And it does hold the universe together if you're a mechanic. You know what I'm saying? So, you knew at the end of all that. Yes, Robbie would, in fact, have a Bible riddle, which I'm very excited about today. Which animal in the Bible had the force? I'll give you a hint. It's in the book of Job, and it's from his belly that apparently was ship-shaped, okay?
Oh, I know! I know! So it's got to be.
And I don't think you should touch that button. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And not only do we have our normal stuff. Well, I'll let you bet then. Tell them what they'll win if they call that number.
All right. This one's for an alt in Huntersville. We will dig deep into the Robbie's Hobbies and Kingdom Pursuits prize closet for some goodies. Could be a t-shirt, could be a book. Who knows what it could be?
I know one thing. We have a face faith, a face force.
We're a mess today. A
faith force bracelet right in front of me. We have faith force. Do you have trouble saying that sometimes?
I would just say jewelry.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We have faith force.
Nikita Koloff has a hard time saying it.
That's really cool. So, very cool. We want you to call in with that animal. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. Now, also we have with Jeff, Raleigh, Israel, and Caesar. Am Arocha. I saying this? Arocha?
Arocha, yeah.
Arocha. So we're going to get those guys on the line. And welcome, Raleigh.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm out here in Dallas, Texas. And it's amazing how the weather has shifted. It was 104 the other day, and now it's in the 70s today. So.
Wow.
So, and then we also have with us Caesar Arocha. Caesar, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, man. What an honor to be with you guys from Savannah, Georgia. You guys all the way down in North Carolina. That's pretty
awesome.
Yeah, so we got folks from Georgia and Texas today. How fun is that? So, Raleigh, how did you find out about Faith Force and maybe share a little bit about, you know, how you feel like that's a way that you can take your passion, which obviously has been bodybuilding to some extent, and you're using it to build the kingdom?
Yeah, I was recommended to Faith Force through some guys that I knew in the ministry and had the opportunity to travel with them several times. I'll be honest with you. One of the reasons why I like traveling and breaking stuff and bending stuff is I always tell people that I can't sing or play the guitar. You know what I mean? but I can break bricks that would and blow up hot water bottles and bend steel bars and snap out of handcuffs and do things that would draw people out to a worship service that would normally never darken the doors of a church. And, you know, I always say it's kind of like when me and my younger brother used to go fishing when I was younger. He didn't like to put the bait on the hook. We used this stuff called stink bait.
And oh, so yeah. I'd put the bait on catfishing. The hook
and, absolutely. And I'd put the bait on the hook, and he'd throw his pole out there, and then all of a sudden he would have a really big catfish on the line, and I would look at him, and I would say, "Hey, Josh, let me help you with that fish." And he looked back at me, and he would frown, and he would say, "Get away from me. This is my fish." And so the moral of that story is you might not be into what we do. People might not be into us breaking bats and ripping phone books and tearing license plates. But as a born-again believer, you got to love catching the fish. Amen.
Right.
And this is such an awesome
Amen.
Tool. You know, the Bible says that God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. There's nothing more foolish than driving your head through 3.5 feet of ice. But like I said, I can't sing or play the guitar. Wait a minute.
Raleigh, have you driven your head through 3.5 feet of ice?
I have, yeah. You know, growing up, my mom said, whatever you do in life, son, use your head. And so I'm using my head now, Dave, for the kingdom, amen?
So. Man, they should have used you in the movie Frozen. I mean, that was just...
That's actually my daughter's favorite movie.
Cold never bothered you anyway. I can see that. So, yeah, I'm shocked that nobody's called in about my riddle yet. 866-348-7884. So much Faith Force coming with you. But don't forget the art design. We're going to... Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff today on Kingdom Pursuit. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Every once in a while, when I do my second show, for whatever reason, my lisinopril, my blood pressure medicine, tells me that you can't use your voice that long, Robbie, without a little bit of a break. So there we are. We are so excited to have Faith Force with us today. And we have with us Jeff Terrell, his friends Raleigh Israel and Caesar Arocha. And we heard from Raleigh a minute ago. Caesar, I'm wondering what these guys do is they put on events at schools, or they go all over the world and do this, you know,
Russia,
like you say, break bats or put your head through the ice or whatever is going on. And obviously, as Raleigh described, people are coming that would not normally come to a church event. So in your case, Caesar, I'm wondering, was there ever a time that a story like you're doing this somewhere, and maybe you were in Russia or maybe you were at a school in Savannah, and you saw God do something and you just went, oh, that's why you have me here. Could you tell that story?
Yeah, you know, I've always been infatuated with superheroes, you know, since I was little. And when I first saw Jeff in 2006, I believe, in Asheville, North Carolina, they had the team coming in, and I was sitting in the audience watching what these guys were doing. And when I saw them rolling a frying pan and blowing a hot water bottle and running through a wall of ice, I said, I want to do that. And so...
Now, wait a minute. I hadn't heard this part. They blow up a hot water bottle? Like with their lungs?
Yeah, just something like that, you know, something simple like that, you know, and, you know, the thing I say with the water bottles, you never know when they're going to explode, so you don't know if they're going to slap you in the face or whatever, you know, but explode, they're pretty intense. I believe that, to me, that's the most
stupid
hard feat of strength that I've seen, but none of the guys want to do it. You know, none of the guys, before they go on stage, they want to do the water bottle. They always have the other guy do it. So, And you know, they always say, hey, we got Caesar, the professional blow hot water bottle, you know.
Upper.
Come on, Caesar, let's do it. Put your glasses on and do it. You know, and I always volunteer for it, you know. But to say all this, the feat of strength is just the bait, just like Raleigh said. It's not about all that stuff. It's what happened, what it does, and how God will use that for his glory. And blowing a hot water bottle, you know, especially when, you know, what my favorite thing is going to the schools. And I remember I was in a crusade with Faith Force, where there were two of us there, and we did the whole school assembly, you know, and we were not supposed to do that school assembly. It was not scheduled to be, you know, for us to go there. And we were there at the school. We were going to do the event inside of the school, but that high school was not scheduled to have an assembly. And so we were meeting with the principal, and he was a great guy. And so Jeff was there, I was there, you know, we were talking about the program. And one of the guys, I can remember, said, hey, are we doing an assembly here? I said, no, we're not. I said, why not? Well, we can do it. Well, let's do it. And that assembly was scheduled right there that morning. And so they brought all the students to the auditorium, and we did the assembly. And at the end of the assembly, I was, we were, you know, after we do all the stuff that we do, students want to talk, come and talk to you and get your autographs and stuff like that. Not because we're famous, but because we're cool. But, and so I'm talking to this girl, and she's a senior, and she said, you know, I love what you guys do, but I've always been rejected by society. And I'm, you know, you see me, I'm fat. I said, no, you're not. And she started crying, talking about herself, putting herself down. And the other guy was on stage, and he's talking to three other girls on stage. I have no idea what he's talking, but I'm focused on the girl that I'm talking to. And then the conversation, to make the story short, went straight to the gospel. And she started crying. I started praying for her. And I said, why don't we go up the stage where the other guys are? And so I walk with her up to the stage, and not knowing that the other guy was talking to the three girls about the gospel too. And we started getting into this circle on stage where we're cleaning, and the assembly was over, all the students were going, and there were seven students, and I have the pictures, probably one of the best pictures we have as a trophy.
I'm sitting here looking at that picture. Jeff pulled it out.
The strings, the bats that we break, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's not the trophy. That's just the bait.
Yeah.
But that picture is, I will never forget, those students at that moment, at that assembly, got saved, every single one of them.
It's my favorite picture.
We were led
my favorite
Christ,
picture.
And they, you know, they were in tears. They started saying the prayer, and it was just, it's probably one of the most amazing assemblies that I saw God move.
Right, because
some guys.
When I think about that story, and, that there wasn't going to be an assembly, and then all of a sudden God said, "No, there is going to be an assembly," and you know, we're just
It was unreal, and you know, those are the stuff that we ponder in our in my heart personally, that I will never forget them. I might not see them again, you know, and we might go back, but those seniors are not there anymore. And you know, it's amazing to me how God will use a ministry like Faith Force to reach, you know, His glory, to reach souls. And stories, there are so many stories that the guys have they can share with you guys. But that, to me, that is probably one of the most powerful things that I've ever seen since I've been with Jeff for 10 years, how in an assembly, in a public school, there are kids, they're looking for hope.
That's
they're
right.
Looking for someone to throw that life preserver and
yes.
pull them out of their that lake. They're drowning. And the guy will use us. I mean, that's priceless. Just to be part of this ministry, and I'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll do it until, you know, the Lord tells us something different to do. But this ministry is powerful.
How about you, Raleigh? Was there a story like that for you, where you were just like, "Ha! Oh, I can't believe this is happening."
Before he does it, let me share something with you real quick. I was showing you this picture right here. You know. The I wish the audience could see this, but that same group of students, the thing that really blessed me so much was after the assembly was over, I showed this picture to the principal, and he looked at it and he said, "Wow." He said, "You see that girl on the end right there?" He said, "Look at the smile on her face." He said, "Her stepfather just burned their house down with everything they owned, including their dog." And he said, "The only thing he left on the lawn was a Bible and a few pictures." He said, "What hope did she have?" He said, "Now look at that face right now." And she's grinning from ear to ear. She's just, she's the most beautiful smile. He said, "Only Jesus could do that." That was in a school that you know.
Wasn't going to have an assembly.
Wasn't going to have an assembly. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 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 Go ahead, Riley. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I love hearing all the praise reports. You know, they never get old over the years. You know, I can just remember. Like Caesar said, all the times we did school assemblies and those kids. And as we were talking, Jeff and I were actually talking the other day about, you know, just the kids that we'll see, you know, give their life to Christ, and then all of a sudden they will call back to, you know, Faith Force, or you'll see them somewhere down the road, and now they're in Bible college now or something like that, and they had never had any, you know, inkling of going to serve in the ministry and stuff like that. But, you know, like Caesar said, in the schools, you know, we're not able to mention the J word. We're not able to say anything about mm-hmm. Jesus, but that does not mean that Jesus is not going there right with us.
That's right. That's right.
And he's there when we're given those.
Yeah, he's already waiting for us.
That's right.
That's right. And we encourage young people. We talk about goals and dreams. We talk about, you know, you're not born a winner or a loser, but you're born a chooser in the game of life, that your decisions determine your direction and your direction determines your destiny. We talk about, you know, like I said, being committed to excellence. We talk about staying away from drugs and alcohol and those things. And I can't, you know, there's so many testimonies of kids coming up. I had a kid one time come up to me after an assembly, and she, it looked like she had basically taken I hate to say this, but like a cheese grater to her wrist. But basically what she had done is she had took an eraser, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm just trying to erase myself." She said, "I've been through so much pain and in my life," and she wasn't talking about hitting, you know, she was talking about other pain that I think we know what I'm talking about here on the radio today. And, with her stepfather you know, just right there, we were able to comfort her and minister to her after that school assembly, make sure the counselors were aware of it, because when they bring those things to our attention, a lot of times, you know, we are able to, you know, talk to a counselor there at the school and say, "Hey, can you just check up on this?" You know, they shared this with us, because we definitely care about all the kids. I have three kids myself, and, you know, a 17-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So pray for me, but, you know, that's I really care about you know, doing those school assemblies, and then the awesome thing about it is we get to invite them out to our nighttime programs, and so next thing you know you have a family of 4, 5, 6 coming out to our programs.
That's right.
I hate to cut you guys off. You know, we got to go to a break. We've got so much more with Raleigh and Caesar and Jeff Terrell and Faith Force, but we're also going to talk about his day job, which is Fire Cloud Design. So we got. We're loaded for bear on King of Pursuit. Stay tuned. Oh, we need your call. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we certainly got people with passion and power. Today we have Jeff Terrell. He's the founder of Faith Force, and you can tell they are really breaking barriers and impacting lives, although the hot water bottle is just a picture I'm trying to get in my mind here. We're going to get a lot more from them in a minute, but first up, we have Boris from The Cure. Boris Nikoloff is with us, and just one of my favorite people. Welcome, Boris.
Wow, Robbie, you are one of my favorite people, too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to.
We wanted to share with you. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the Cure is coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern today, and you guys are podcast and broadcast all over the place. But
looks
you got a
that
big,
way, yes.
You got
it's
going
to be very interesting.
So what you
we're
got lined
talk
up
about PTSD?
Oh,
PTSD with Dr. Kazi Hassan. So there's a lot of people going through a lot of things through their life, and all troubles can be taken care of, so people shouldn't be worrying. And then we wanted to present a doctor explaining treatment options and what exactly is PTSD.
Yeah, because Boris, I was thinking about it this week, because I have a retirement home, assisted living place I do a devotion in every Thursday, and they've shut those people in now since...
Oh, yeah.
You know, March. Incredible. Nobody can come in to visit them. That's almost like being in prison in constant fear of getting this virus. And then add to that, because I have eyes on the inside of friends in there that, you know, let me know things. They don't even let them come out of their rooms a lot of times. They used to go to the dining room and whatever.
Wow.
So you're locked in your room because they don't want them to get together, afraid that somebody. And so you're sitting there alone and you're scared. Your family can't get to you, all this thing. And so. I think that PTSD is not just for you know, the things it used to be, but COVID's bringing it on for a lot of the elderly.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, not only the elderly. A lot of people are suffering with this lockdown. To my opinion, you know, the lockdowns are much more worse than the disease can do, but
yeah,
let's see what happens.
My opinion, too, but I'm so glad you guys are doing that show, Boris. And again, it's live today at 1, certainly 1 Eastern. For those of you who are listening in this area, it's going to be right here on the Truth Network, and you can call in and talk about maybe what your concerns would be with a doctor. And,
correct,
you know, as always, Amy, it's going to be awesome. And Amy Cabo and Boris Nikolov, what a team. So thank you, guys, for all you do.
Yeah, I'm the sidekick. See? Thank you for having us, Rob.
God bless, Boris. Thank you. Bye-bye. So getting back to our force, that's something to be reckoned with. Jeff, for you, right, I love the story of how it got started to begin with, because, you know, you're out there. God's given you a passion. That's what the story, the tagline of the show is, to, you know, a passion to bodybuild and a passion to get strong. And then one day he's like, well, you didn't know this, Jeff, but you've been doing this for me the whole time. I was training you up because I had something for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so can you share with our listeners how Faith Force started?
Well, you know, like the guys, I mean, I've always been into sports. And, you know, even when I was young, I mean, I loved football. But I got into martial arts. I was actually overweight as a kid. And so, which my high school coach or my junior high and elementary school coach, they liked the fact that I was heavy. They wanted me to be a big boy and play football, but I wanted to lose some weight. I wanted to get in shape. And so I started bodybuilding as a teenager and started competing in that sport and won the Teenage Mr. North Carolina. And my goal was to go on to be to the collegiate nationals and the junior nationals and the teenage nationals. I wanted to be a pro bodybuilder. You know, that was my dream. And so I just was training hard for those sports and for the sport of bodybuilding. But God got a hold of me. He opened my eyes. I started having some health problems. And God will use things to get your attention. And I realized that I needed Jesus. I didn't know Jesus at the time. I was going to church, you know, when I was in school. My grandfather was a pastor, but I didn't know Jesus at the time. One night I remember I was home alone and I just cried out to Jesus. And, you know, I was literally at the point where I was about ready to take my own life. He was there. He was there right there with me. And I remember thinking to myself, you know.
Oh, because I'm a little familiar with your story and knowing you a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's very important that there's a key insight here in that. What had happened that you were crying out and you're ready to take your own life has to do with your passion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you share with our listeners why that was?
Yeah. Well, I had started taking steroids. I had gotten involved with drugs my priority was myself. I mean, it was just, you know, me. I was my own God. You know, bodybuilding had become my God and I had a head knowledge of God, but I didn't have a heart knowledge of God. You know, I knew I'd gone to church, I'd gone to youth group and, you know, done the VBS and did all my life, you know, and knew about Jesus, but I didn't have a heart filled with Jesus. And that night, I remember I was alone in my room. I'd taken my dad's pistol and had it cocked and pointed to my head. I was ready to pull the trigger. I heard a voice speak to me, and whether it was audible or just in my head or heart, I heard a voice say, Jeff, call on me. I'll save you. I'll set you free. And people asked me, they said, you heard God speak? And I said, well, it was as clear as I'm talking to you right now, you know. And I'd heard God for years call to me, you know, but I, you know, just wanted to strong arm him. I want to do things my way, you know, like so many of us do. We want to do things our way. But that night I remember just crying out. I said, Jesus, if you don't help me, if you don't save me, these drugs are going to kill me or I'm going to kill myself. And I just started crying. I was asking God to forgive me. And it was almost like somebody had wrapped a warm blanket around me. You know, I could just feel the presence of the Lord all around me. And I knew he was in the room with me, and he was loving on me. And it's almost like the prodigal son. You know how the prodigal son, when he came home, the father, first thing he did was he called for his robe. And it felt like he was wrapping a robe around me, you know, just loving on me.
did you listen to my last show?
No, I was fighting traffic trying to get in.
The show is about, you know, how we bind up the brokenhearted,
yeah,
and set the captives free. What we're talking about, actually, how it's almost like you would put a blanket around somebody.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, it felt exactly like that. It's like you just stepped out of the shower, you're cold, and, you know, and you, somebody wraps a warm blanket around you. Man, I was just, and I knew the Lord was in there with me. And I started crying out to him. I said, Lord, if you can use me, if you can use my talents and my strengths, you know, whatever I have, Lord, they're yours, you know, just help me to keep my strength. And not, the funny thing is that most of us, when we come off steroids, that you think, oh, you're going to lose all your strength, all your size. But I didn't. In fact, I got bigger and I got stronger. And God was with me. He was giving me the strength that I needed to do the feats of strength ministry. And he put it in my heart. It wasn't but for a few years later, he put it in my heart to get involved in strength ministry. A youth pastor friend of mine had invited me to see another strength ministry, and I got so excited about it. And then one week, this church called me and said, hey, we'd love for you to come and speak to our youth, and if you'd like to do some feats of strength, you know, that'd be great. And I never called them. I don't know how they knew that I was even doing this stuff. And so I went, and several kids got saved that day. And I was so excited. I could have danced all the way home. You know, and I said, Lord, this is it. This is what you want me to do. Now you're going to have to help me because I don't know what I'm doing. So please send other guys that know what they're doing. And he did. It was just one after another. God started sending athletes. And my prayer in the beginning was, Lord, send guys who don't have any agenda. You know, just, you know, they just want to see you glorified. They want to see people come to know you. And that's their heart. And so Riley and Caesar, that's two of those guys. I mean, these guys love Jesus. They want to see people come to know him. And that's the whole thing. It's breaking barriers and building lives, you know.
And blowing up hot water bottles.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I hate we got to go to another break, but you can see these guys are powerful beyond their strength. Wow, what God is doing out there, the ultimate power. So we got so much more coming up. We need somebody to talk about this riddle. It's about a really strong animal in the Bible. Come on now. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion or strength, as the case may be, and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us the team from Faith Force, breaking barriers and impacting lives. And you may be listening to this, think, wow, I need this at my church. Well, how can I get this into my school? What do I need to do? Well, you might guess it's faithforce.com, but also you can go to Kingdom Pursuits if you want. I've got all that stuff loaded there, as well as Fire Cloud Design, because a big part of what Faith Force does, because as we talked about, Jeff is an artist, and as I understand Caesar is as well, is your art. And you were telling me in the break that when you asked, tell our listeners about when you ask the kids when you're at the assemblies, how many like sports, how many like art?
Yeah. When we go to school assemblies, you know, especially elementary schools, you know, I'll ask the kids, how many of you guys like sports? And usually maybe around half the kids will raise their hands, you know, and I say, well, how many of you guys like to draw? How many of you guys like art? Every single hand pops up, you know, in elementary school. I mean, kids love to draw. And so that's where I get an opportunity to share part of my testimony as far as, you know, when I was young, I was bullied and picked on a lot, but I always loved art. It was kind of like an escape for me. I could escape from the world around me, and I could draw my own little world. And I remember one day I was drawing a picture of Clifford the Big Red Dog. And my teacher came up and she looked down and she goes, wow, Jeff, that is really good. And I'm looking up at her and I said, yeah, one day I'm going to be a professional artist. She said, well, you should. You're really good. And so I continued to draw all the way through school. And when I got into middle school, some kids started picking on me saying, hey, that stuff's for sissies, man. You don't want to draw all the time, you know, just hang out with us, you know. And so I let them steal my dream. I'm ashamed to say it. I let them steal my dream for a while. And then I got into high school and was getting ready to graduate high school. And I realized all these guys that I've been hanging out with, I'm not going to see them again. They're going off to college. They're going joining the military. They're living their own lives. I'm not going to see them again. So when I got into college, I started studying art and graduated with a degree in art, which Caesar did as well. Caesar went to the Art Institute and a very, very talented artist. And then once I graduated, I landed a job, my dream job, doing design work for the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, all these different sports organizations. And one of the first projects I got to work on, the very first piece I ever airbrushed, was the uniform for the NBA All-Star Game. And so I showed that to the kids. I'll pull that out. I'm like, you know, how many of you guys ever heard of Michael Jordan? Of course, the whole school just erupts. And, you know, and then I'm like, how many of you guys ever heard of Shaquille O'Neal? Of course, they're all cheering. And so I pull out this uniform. I show it to them. I said, well, I've designed uniforms that these guys have worn. And they're like, whoa. You know, they can't believe it. You know, and I said, but that dream I had of being a professional artist, when did it start? It didn't start in college, did it? And they're like, no, it started in the third grade.
Like, right, because you're right. Speaking into an assembly.
That's right. That's right.
That's what you're doing. How about you, Caesar? Do you have a chance to share on your art as well?
Oh, yeah. You know, I just I love art. And I was talking to Jeff this morning, and he understands this, and people that know art understand this, that God is an artist. You know,
in
Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created this amazing world, universe, step by step, and he didn't rush it. He took his time. I believe so. I don't think one day is just one day for God. I mean, I just think it took years or decades to do. I don't know, but he did it step by step. You know, created the trees and the fish and the water, and he separated the light from darkness. It was just like a preparation. It's like when you, if you're going to paint a canvas, you already have a picture of the final product. You know, an artist, that's the way he thinks. He has an idea and he has a final product. And so I believe God's final product is you and me. He said, he saved his best creation for the end. And it's us, you know, because he created us in his image. Mm. And so, but he has to go step by step to get to the final, most beautiful piece of the whole thing that he created. And so, that's how an artist is. When I paint or when I sculpt something, I already know, I get the preparation, I get all the elements that I need, all the stuff that I'm going to use. But then I know in my head what the final thing is going to look like. And that stays with me through the whole process, whatever length it takes me to paint or to sculpt something, hours. I know what I want to look like at the end.
Yeah, that's beautiful. God, and I hate speaking of the end. We got to get to Israel real quick because we only got about 30 seconds. So I don't want to not give you a chance, okay, Raleigh, to respond to what you're hearing.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I said earlier I can't sing or play the guitar. I can't draw either. But but I can relate to us being God's masterpiece. You know, we hear that a lot, and I love that. I can relate. Earlier in the program, when you were talking, I actually work at a I'm a senior living advisor at a retirement community out here in Mesquite, Texas, and so I know exactly what you were talking about with the, you know, PTSD and stuff like that, and you know. That's right. A whole other segment, probably. But,
yeah, we got to get you guys back. I hate that we're out of time, but, man, I appreciate you so much, Jeff. Again, faithforce.com.
That's right, faithforce.com and firecloudesign.com.
There you go. So much more. Truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Stay tuned. Encouraging prayer followed by The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock. And, oh, by the way, it was a behemoth. That's what it was. And it had a belly button that had the force was with it. Check it out in Job.
This is the Truth Network.